Okay, tonight's learning is dedicated to Eila Nishmat Rivka Bas Avram. I want to start a new series. I'm hoping maybe 2 weeks tops. You know, I have big plans, but I don't always pan out that way. I want to start a series about showers in halacha. Now, it sounds very funny about showers in halacha. We all take showers. But there's some very interesting nuanced halachas that perhaps many of us are unaware of or not careful with when it comes to taking showers. There was recently a sefer that came out. I'll give him credit because I used some of his material. It's a very well-written sefer. It's in English. You might want to go out and buy it yourself. Written by Rabbi Abramson. I think it's called Showers and Halacha. I think that's the name of the book. With very, very good Mar Mekoymus in English. Well-written with very, very good sources. I use some of his, some of my own. But it's interesting. Again, obviously, there's only so much you could talk about showers. Obviously, showers during the 3 weeks and showers in 9 days. That's very relevant. But we're going to go totally a different route. Tonight, we're going to talk about the question of whether or not, well, exactly how you're supposed to shower, practically. And then we're going to talk about some other interesting shilas and mitzvahs from next week. I want to talk about showering before davening and going swimming before davening, which is, I think, very relevant on vacation. Sometimes people figure if they go before, if they go early, they'll beat the rush and there'll be no one at the pool and this, that, and the other. So we'll talk a little bit about that next week. And then we'll also talk about something that always bothered me. My kids always used to come home and say, we told that when you go swimming, you have to wash your hands after swimming. Where exactly does that say that, if it says that? So we'll have to get to that in Mishnah Shem next week. So let's start this week. So we'll start with showers. Now, what the beauty of Torah is, everything in our life is dictated by halacha. You just have to figure out where. Now, we think something like showers. Are you, the rabbi's kid, how you take a shower? No, the answer is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has every point of our life dictated al pi halacha. So let's take a look over in Source 1, the Gemara in Shabbos. Dav Samach Amin Alf. It says the Gemara. When a person washes himself, he should first wash the right side of his body, and he should wash the left side of his body. Clearly, the Gemara gives us details, a plan of how to wash one's body, right side and left side. When a person smears his body, he should first smear up the right side, then the left side. Let's say you're doing a full body scrub. Till now, it sounded like we were talking about different body parts. So the question is, which side goes first? The right goes over left. What happens if you're doing a full body sicha? Says the Gemara, then sach reisha tchila. Then you got to go first with the head. Because it's the king of all the body parts. So when you read this Gemara, and you're medayik in the Gemara properly, so what jumps out at you? What happens when you're washing your whole body? And the Gemara says that when you wash your body, you go right then left. And when you shmir your body, you go right then left. But if you shmir your whole body, then head goes first. What about when you wash your whole body? Most of us today, we don't bathe the aver. We don't bathe in body parts. We bathe our whole body at once. So then do we say that now we have to bathe ourselves head first? Or do we say no? We still follow what it says in the Gemara, right, then left. So that's a very big shaila in this Gemara. We'll get to that. But what you see from the Gemara very clearly is that the Gemara assumes that there's an order. The order is when you're reichitz or when you're sach, it's yamin v'achkach shosmol. Now, what does sach mean? Sach means to shmir. So in the Mashal before Tisha B'Av, we talked about that there's what's called sicha shel tanuk. Let's say, for example, during Tisha B'Av, you weren't allowed to lather yourself up with cream for fun, but you're allowed to do it for medicinal reasons. Let's say many, many people put on suntan lotion, moisturizers daily. So they have to follow this description in the Gemara. They got to first the right side of the body, then the left side of the body. Is that what the Gemara means? Or does the Gemara mean only when you're doing it for pleasure? Or maybe even when you're doing it for medicinal reasons? I personally have no reason to think it should matter. I think no matter why. Let's say a person's putting on, again, let's say a person puts deodorant in the morning. Right? Should he first put his right armpit and his left armpit? I don't know. Is that sicha?
I thought you had to.
Yeah, it could be that's in the Chalal and the Gemara. It might be what the Gemara means when the Gemara says Sach. So let's say a person moisturizes his hands. So maybe he should first put moisturizer on his right hand, then moisturizer on his left hand. Let's say a person, my son, I give him a full body. He's got skin issues. We got to give him a whole body moisturizer, the whole body. So we should really start with the right side of his body, then the left side of the body. That's the Chayru, what sounds like from the Gemara.
Do we make the distinction Gemara's time, I don't think they necessarily had showers.
Showers. So we have to see. This is all very fine and dandy if you're washing body part by body part. We don't wash like that today, Baruch Hashem. We have the invent of the shower. So we'll see how that's going to change halacha. The other thing we'll have to get to, even though we had I don't remember how many part series discussing lefties, we'll have to bring lefties back into this conversation. Do lefties reverse the order? Left versus right. So we'll get to that. But then just very big kids, because I don't want to get bogged down with lefty stuff. We, Baruch Hashem, spent a lot of time on lefties. So let's see. So is this halacha brought down the halacha? Meaning it's a Gemara. And we've learned, and we talked about this just this past Sunday, not everything that's always recorded in the Gemara somehow makes its way into the pages of Shulchan Aruch. So this is actually recorded by the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe was the author of the Ramah on his commentary to the Torah. So the Darkei Moshe writes in number 2, he says, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Kishu reichetz reichetz shol yimin tchilu kishasach sach shol yimin tchilu. He quotes the whole Gemara in Shabbos, like I gave to you, and then he quotes Eber Avram mi Prague. He quotes from Eber Avram mi Prague, the nearer the rechitza kesich. So Eber Avram mi Prague points out, and what happens if you're washing your whole body? So he says, l'chayra, if you wash your whole body, that should be like when you shmei your whole body. So then you have to wash your head first. So since most of us take showers, we wash our whole body. So according to Eber Avram mi Prague, we should have to wash our head first. Okay. However, the Darkei Moshe concludes, Achle Re'isi Medaktikim Bezeh. That the Ramah points out, I just don't see people that are makbid on this. So does that mean it's not right, or does that just mean it's wrong, but people are just not makbid? That's, you know, hard to know. So the Ramah is not very conclusive on this fact. He points out that L'cha'ira logic dictates that if a person takes a full body shower, he should have to wash his head first. But he just says, but Le Re'isi Medaktikim Bezeh. I just don't see that people are careful. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha. He writes, again, to the best of my knowledge, it's not found in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. Which is, I wonder if this is why Rebbe Avadya is not so into it. He doesn't think it's the end of the world if you don't do right, left, you know, it's okay. We'll talk more about it. But Lamais, it is recorded in the Gemara, it is recorded in the Darkei Moshe, and it is recorded by the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, Kishu Hurayichet Sach Yemin Tchila. He tells you to look in the Darkei Moshe. What does he want with the Darkei Moshe? So most people read the Mishnah Berurah, they don't bother looking up the Darkei Moshe. So I gave you the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says that there's a machlokes kenira, whether or not when you wash your whole body, should you still do head first or not. So again, Mishnah Berurah doesn't help us. He just tells us to look in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe is not really all that conclusive. The Darkei Moshe just points out that he thinks from Avraham Prague, you should have to wash your head first, but lo re'isi medaktikim bazeh. So it sounds like it's a halacha. This is proper halachic etiquette of shower. Now we'll see why is that. We'll have to get to that. Now obviously if a person doesn't do this, it doesn't make him an avayin, it doesn't make him a rasha. If a guy showers however way he wants. But again, this is like what we had a whole share about how to get dressed in the morning. Right? If a guy doesn't do that, does he become an avayin? No, he's just not following the way halacha wants us to get dressed. Halacha wants us to put on this shoe, then that shoe, and tie this shoe, then tie that shoe. So here also, this is just a proper etiquette of how a person should take a shower. So if you take a look over at number 4 in the Ha'aris of Rebbe Eliashiv, those are the Gemara Shu'im that Rebbe Eliashiv gave to the Baal Batim at night, I think. So he writes over there on the Gemara in Shabbos, when the Gemara says, Rosh Tchila, says Rebbe Eliashiv, Uhu Adin Linyin Rechitza. Says Rebbe Eliashiv, it's Pashat. Just like the Gemara said that when you shmei your whole body, the head goes first. Says Rabbi Yashem, and when you wash your whole body, of course the head goes first. Why? Because it's got the brain in the head. The head is the most important body part because it has the brain. Well, Gradles, we'll see in a few minutes, the Aruch HaShulchan gives chashivas to another body part. He gives chashivas to the heart. Because we haven't talked about the heart yet. We talked about the right side, left side. And now the Gemara said the head. So Rabbi Yashiv explains the head is because it carries the brain. What about the heart? The heart's pretty important also. So we'll see the Aruch HaShulchan gives extra chashivas to the heart, which is not found in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yashiv seems to pass him for davar pashit. That when you take a shower of Adi, you're supposed to wash your head first. If you take a look over in the Sefer Das Noite, this is where they asked Shailas to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Right? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky was a son-in-law by Rabbi Yashiv. So he writes this Shaila. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, because of a Mishnah Berurah, some basic on Zayin. Dasoch kaguf roish tchila vayim darkei Moshe. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky the million-dollar question. It says in the Mishnah Berurah that when you wash your whole body, take a look in the darkei Moshe. B'shem b'darkei Moshe kasev me'arami prag diner drachitza kasicha. Achla b'isim b'darkei Moshe. If you look in the darkei Moshe, the darkei Moshe brings down this Rebbe Avami Prag, but he writes that the velt is not makbid. V'hine ha-berheitiv, shom asif kotin gimel v'ha-garaz. Both the berheitiv and the Baal HaTanya, they both say la'alochas devir ha-garmi avrami prag, the gam b'rachitza ha-roish tchila. Avla Mishnah Berurah shmitum. They asked Rechaim Kanevsky, at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah didn't seem to get involved in this shaila. This halta Mishnah Berurah. When a guy takes a shower, should he wash his head first? The Mishnah Berurah told you, look at the Darkei Moshe. And if you look at the Darkei Moshe, you don't get a conclusive answer. Because the Darkei Moshe quotes about Avramu Prague, who says you should. But he says, loy medaktikim. And now the Behetiv says you should. And the Shulchan Aruch says you should. But the Mishnah Berurah, this halta Mishnah Berurah. So they asked Rechaim Kanevsky, what should we do? So Rechaim Kanevsky answered, tshuva nachoin lihizo'er. Yes. should be careful to wash your head first, which is in line with his Shver, Rebbe Eliashiv, that both felt that when it comes to washing, Avada, a Jew is supposed to take his wash his head first.
And the
Mishnah
is saying that you should wash your head.
No, he did it. He just says. That's all the Gemara. He just quotes the words of the Gemara. And then he tells you, look at the documentation. Now, what did he do? It seems like to me that the Mishnah Berurah was trying not to get involved in this Shaila. He was trying to say, I don't know what to do when you wash your whole body. Look at the documentation. And we looked in the documentation, and it's not very conclusive. So Chaim Kineski feels that the felt that the right thing is to be machpul. So now we have two poskim that say very clearly that when a person takes a shower, he should wash his head first. That should be the first body part that gets attention. If you take a look in the Orach HaShulchan in Simen Reish Samach. Now, Reish Samach is an Hilchah Shabbos. Now, how does Hilchos Shabbos help us? Because Simen Reish Samach is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch, which I don't think we will get to, where he talks about the idea of showering before Shabbos. There is halachas about it, but it's not all that negev, because at the end of the day, we all shower before Shabbos, so we don't really have to spend too much time on it. But again, there were times in Jewish history, in Jewish life, where access to what it wasn't like today. But Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch has brought down a mitzvah, a Jew is supposed to shower before Shabbos. And that's why, one of the reasons why the Black Plague didn't affect the Jews as much as it did the Goyim, because we always had hygiene much better than the Goyim. We always showered at least once a week. We always washed our hands before bread. We always washed our hands when we wake up in the morning. So our hygiene was always a notch above middle-aged Goyim, which is why the Jews fared better during the Black Plague, which obviously led to anti-Semitism. But in any case, so the Aruch HaShulchan over there in Simen Reish Samach quotes our Gemara, and he writes, now just remember, when did the Aruch HaShulchan live? Just to put him to a story, Aruch HaShulchan lived 20th century. This is way later than the times of the Gemara. Again, I don't know how many showers they had in the 20th century in the Vardik where the Aruch HaShulchan lived, but somewhat more than baths or whatever they had in the times of the Gemara. So he writes, Amina b'Shabbos kishu reichitz reichitz shal yimin v'achkach reichitz shal smol kishu sach sach shal yimin v'achkach shal smol v'arroitz alas kol gufa sach reishchim neishu melech ha-kolivar. V'im kein, says the Aruch HaShulchan, gam b'reichitz kol gufoi. He takes it for a davar pashut. If you wash your whole body, tzorich l'chitz reish tchilu, you'd have to wash your head first. Mitam zeh, based on this reason. So, Frek Aruch HaShulchan in the very, very strong question. So, why didn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara left us hanging. The Gemara never addressed the case where you wash your whole body. Why not? The Gemara said when you wash parts of your body. The Gemara says when you smear parts of your body. And when you smear your whole body. Why didn't the Gemara talk about the case where you wash your whole body? Seems very common. Says Aruch HaShulchan, yeah, it's common today. Was not common back then. Says Aruch HaShulchan, so why didn't the Gemara discuss the possibility of full body washing? Because they used to shower, they used to go into baths, into a bathtub. When you go into a bath, so the assumption is the water's already on. So what body part gets washed first? Automatically, feet get washed first. What are you going to tell me? Wash your head first. We're going to jump in. You're going backwards, you head first into the bathtub. It's not practical. There was never a geya. The first thing you had to talk about was washing your arms.
Well, you say the same thing about now.
If a person washes not in a bath, which I guess would be showers, he should first wash his face. Interesting. He says head, then heart. Because it's the most, after the head, it's the most important body part. Then the right hand. Then the left hand. According to Aruch HaShulchan, you don't just do the whole right side. You go body part, body part. Head, heart. Arm, arm, leg, leg. Now, I don't know, you know, how far down you go. Knee, thigh, you know, like, it gets a little tedious over here, but it sounds like you're alternating. Right, left, right, left, right, left, until you finish. So he sounds like when you're doing sicha, that's called soap, you do the same thing. Forget the water, just the soap itself. You got to soap. So again, according to this, you soap your head first, you wash it out, then you soap maybe your heart, and then your hands, your arms. Very complicated process over here when you're taking the shower. Now, a lot of thinking in the shower, that's for sure true. Now, if you take a look over at number 7, the answer of Avigdor Nevinsol, number 7, Mishnah Berurah Kasav Kishu Reichetz V'Sach Yemen Tchila. Mishnah Berurah says that when you wash and shmir, you do the right side first. V'Misach Kaguf V'Reichet Tchila. Ima Kavona Shal Yemin Yishal Regal Yemin Kedemes Liad Yemin. Meaning, how do you look at this? Do you say the right side goes first before everything? Or do you say no? Or every body part that has a right and a left, you just do the right first. So his answer was, Ken. That's what it means. Meaning it's not the pshat that you do the whole right side, it means you do your hands. So now when you're ready to wash your hands, right hand goes over left. When you're ready to wash your arms, right hand over left. When you're ready to wash your legs, but it doesn't mean you have to do one whole body side before the other. So he says...
Other than the head and the heart, is there a
kedima? No, then once you go to the body part, it's whichever one you want. So he says, Lama, why taka this emphasis on the right? Ki b'yamin oisim mitzvahs. Because we do mitzvahs with our right. Now, l'chayra, if that's true, a lefty is really the reverse. He does most mitzvahs with his left. So, I don't know. He doesn't say what he holds about lefties, but that's what should come out, l'chayra, according to Rabbi Avigdor Nevinson. If you take a look at Shlomo Zalman, he writes the same thing. When a person washes or smears, even though he's always got to do the right first, he can first do his two hands, he doesn't have to do his right foot before his left hand. Again, like Rabbi Avigdor Nevinson. It's not the pshat you do the whole right side of your body. It's when you're ready to do body parts, you got to decide, you know, right goes before the left. But you don't lav dafka have to do the whole right side before the left side. This I have on my computer a sefer. It's called a Yunim B'Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure who it is. It's like a dirshu, but it's more, he brings down a lot from, I don't know who the author is himself, but he points out that based on what we saw from the Aruch HaShulchan, that in the times of the Gemara, they never really have showers. So he writes this, Vini hayoyim ha-minik she-reit sinim tush ve'in zedoyim el-ezmanam she-shev chemayim al-sefel. Meaning today, what happens is the water just falls on the whole body. Right? Today when you take a shower, it's very hard to say that I'm going to like, you know, dodge the water. If you're sitting in a bath and they're pouring water on you, so then you could say, pour here, pour here. But now when you get showered on, how do you kind of dodge the water?
It must be in the soap.
Ah, so he says it must be in the soap. That's what he answers. So he says, ve'in zedoyim el-ezmanam she-shev chemayim al. So now you could argue, if you get into the shower, you kind of could move, you can move the shower head, guys. You have permission to do that. It's your own shower, right? You move the shower head this way, you move this way. You could technically, you know, put it under your head. It gets a little crazy. So he says, no, omnam hadin b'negei lehistabein kayim, gam hayoim. Today it's still negei to the soap. Sheesh lehaktim lehistabein kayim roish. First soap up your head, ve'achkach yad yimin, then soap up your right, and ve'achkach yad sama. And I was talking to once, I have a brother of mine who's a PA dermatologist. So he told me that, I never knew this, maybe everyone knew this, that when you put shampoo, you're supposed to let the shampoo sit in your head for 3 to 5 minutes.
Really? It says it on the bottle.
I said it on the bottle, I didn't know this. My brother told me this, that was the biggest chiddush I heard
in
the...
During the 9 days when your whole shower is 2 minutes.
Yeah, so you step out of the water. So he told me this chiddush. I said to him, really, people... I said people mamish sit the shampoo in their head for so long, but lamaisa, if you do it first... So Kenzai, maybe if you put the soap in your head first, so then you maybe you're ready Mekai in the dinner of the Gemara. And then let it sit there. It doesn't say you have to wash it out. Let it sit there. And then you wash it, right? Then you come back to do your head. Maybe. I don't know. But Al-Kabar, that's what he points out. So if you take a look over in the Das Noite from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, now we're going to take this even further. Right? They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, "I'm b'nigov l'achar rechitza gam ken yeshtin l'haktim sadi min tchila." What about when you dry after the shower? Do you also have to dry your head, and then your right arm, and then your left arm? Now, I don't want to get too personal about what people do outside of the shower, but many people put on a bathrobe or a towel that just encompasses everything. Arm, yeah. Many people put on a towel over their head right when they come out of the shower, so that would be Nigov HaRosh. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky... We're going to get to that in a second. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers, B'chol dover yesh l'haktim yimin. Everything, the right side goes first. Now, this is not widely accepted by many. I didn't see this brought to many other people. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says when you wash, and this and that and the other. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky held that when you dry your body, you got to dry your body the same way, right side before the left side. So the Debre Tzina Rav discusses, what about a lefty? So he says, Reichet v'seichi mentchila ukenir gam iter yasekein kechula alma. Says the Debre Tzina, and the same psak is written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in another sefer, that lefties shower just like righties. Now, I'm not sure why, because if it has to do with like the svar from Avigdor Nevinson, Rav, the mitzvahs, most lefties do the mitzvahs with their left hand, besides the tefillin. So, yesh lodan, but al-koponim, that's the psak of both the Debre Tzina and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, lefties should shower just like righties. No. We had a long discussion on this topic. Tying your shoe. Okay, so let's get. So there's a taka astir in Shulchan Aruch about holding the cup and astir in Shulchan Aruch. We discussed. We had a whole series about lefties. Not that I normally remember these things, but it's not so partial. Usually, right, Lulav and Esrig, we had a astir in Mechabim. What? I don't remember what I said, but okay. But Akaponim, that's what, so it's not so posh. Okay. So we're saying halacha ma'is. Yeah, so we're saying that if you're going to take a bath, so then you're going to pour the water. Right, so, but lamaisa, since we shower, so the water is going to fall over your whole body, bevasacha. So then soap your body that way. So put the soap on your head, then put the soap on the right arm. Now the truth is, in the Sefer that I mentioned earlier, Rabbi Abramson's Sefer, he says that, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky said that the velt is bechlam ma'amakman in this halacha. I don't know why or for any good reason, but that's what he said. He said that he quoted Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky said just that. Yeah, I don't know. So he just says that he quotes B'Shem Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that the velt is just not makbid when it comes to this. We'll see B'Shem Rav Avadya, that Rav Avadya wasn't makbid to make the kids crazy with this. But I think Rav Avadya B'chlal wasn't so into it because, again, it's not brought down by Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down by the Ramah, but it's not brought down by Shulchan Aruch.
We don't even understand the Mishnah.
I'm saying whatever it means.
Because the truth is, back then they didn't. I don't know if they eat that stuff. They maybe went to the lake and they just.
Well, again, they
I don't know if they lathered.
No, they poured some water on them. Again, mice today with soap, we still could keep this halach. It's not impossible.
No, it's a tefillah, though, right? As the men who are tovel and Yom Kippur and all that. No.
This is not. Yeah, that's regular. So, yeah.
That doesn't mean soap. That means actually like...
So we saw. Pashtus doesn't mean, but we saw this in the Sefer Yunin B'Mishnah Berurah. He wants to say that soch should include soap. I gradually think soap is included in rechitza. To me, rechitza today means with soap. That's how people wash themselves. Right. So either way, I think you have to soap that in that order. So I try, but I usually forget. I'm ready to, you know, be making to do this the right way. It just never works out. You get to vadrate with something else, and we'll talk even more because we'll see if you can bring, might even be allowed to listen to a shir in the shower. So then you're for sure not thinking about, well, we'll get to that a little bit later tonight, Mitzvah Shema. We'll get to it. Okay. Let's just see one more Maramakim. So Reb Zilberstein was asked a very interesting question. Reb Zilberstein was asked the following, Shalom, Chashuk Echem and Amsech Yuma, Source 12. He was asked the following. Mishtabur says that when you wash, you're supposed to wash right, and when you soch, it's right. And his brother-in-law, Chaim Kanevsky, held, when you dry, it's right side first. He says, how far do we take this? You know, where does this end? So he wants to know like this. Ulchayra, hu adin, three lines in, hu adin bin yonenush kishminake be'alkohol es ha-pitzoim. Let's say a guy is cleaning off cuts. Say we do a lot of things to our body, right? Let's say a guy, like I mentioned earlier, he lathers his body up, he puts moisturizer on, he puts cream on. Everything you do today has to go right head first. So a guy's got a bunch of things on his face. He's got to start with the face, then he goes to his right arm, then he goes to his left arm, then he goes to his foot. You know, the guy comes, you know, let's say a surgeon has to do surgery. He's got to start, okay, where am I stitching on the body? Let me stitch the head first, then I'll stitch his right arm, then I'll stitch his left arm. You know, obviously, you assume there's no pigwach nefesh. So he wants to say a svar like this. He says,
oh, wait, does that have to apply by surgery if you have to operate on both arms to do the right
arm? I don't know. So he writes this, v'ulay yesh l'chalik. He says, alum this. Shadavka l'gabi rechitza sheyesh b'kovid. When it comes to washing, there's an element of kavod. So then yesh in yalakta meserosh. Avlagabe chitoy shurak avrachas ari. Are you trying to prevent him from getting sick? You're chasing away the lion. Then that's not kavod, and therefore in yekadima v'tzorchin, he's not sure how far do we take this gemara.
Who's saying
this? Reb Silberstein.
Oh.
So then
they. What is chitoy exactly?
Where?
Chitoy. It says avlagabe chitoy shurak.
Yes, he's talking about over here. He's trying to clean. Right, the case over here was a shemenaka be'alkohol asapitzoim. You're cleaning with alcohol. The petza is like a cut.
Oh.
Right, so guy's all beat up. Right, he got cuts all over. So you got to start cleaning out. So do you start with the cuts on his face and you go to his right? That's all members have to know, right? Guy Nebuch is all beaten up. So where do you start treating first? You first put the gauze on the right, the left. So he's not sure. He's not sure if that's shakovid. I'm not sure why that's any different than cleaning off dirt. You're cleaning up his body part. Okay, tzarechi, and he leaves off. Now, the Sefer Mayan Oimer is quoting from Rebbe Vadya. They asked Rebbe Vadya, Kishem albishim oy kishu rechitzim tinnik. Let's say you give your kids a bath. Do you got to do the same thing? So he says, tshuva ein etzarech. Rebbe Vadya said, no, for the kids, you don't have to be so makbid. He says, I understood from Rebbe Vadya that it's a chumra gedol. What's a chumra gedol? So he explains in the bottom. He says, kafachayim shehevi shekayoyim ein medaktik in brechitzim. The Kav HaChaim already brings down that today the velt is not makbid in the order of how to shower. Ukenira mekimin shekol inyan hu hider mitzvah. It's only considered considered a hider mitzvah. Bektanim ein tzarech lachamizah. They definitely don't make the kids crazy, right? If anyone remembers bathing the kids, you're lucky they bathe, period. Let alone, you're going to start telling them, no, we got to do it. You're lucky if you get the kids bathed, but chol oifen, so you're not going to be so picky. So he writes, shafilu ha-mitzvahs etzom zerach bedin chinuch. B'frat kan sheyesh soivim shegam begdoilim ein ela hider im yirtze. It's only a hider even for adults, so therefore for the kids, definitely don't make them crazy. So this Rebbe Vadya sounds like it's not, like we said, Rebbe Shmuel Kamenetsky, this Kav HaChaim, it's not like the Velt is not so on top of this thing about, you know, how they take a shower. In the Sefer, Rabbi Abramson brings down an interesting shower, which I have a lot in my house, about bathing boys and girls together. Right? Sometimes when you're trying to move bath time along, so you'll dump a couple of kids in the bath together. So he quotes over here that, he quotes from Rabbi Harfinis. Rabbi Harfinis, again, he's a Satmar Dayan, so he's going to be a little bit more Machmir. He says from the ages 3 and up, you can't put the same gender in a bathtub together. But he quotes from Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, who says, depending on the wisdom of the children, how smart they are, he says from 5 or maybe 4, you shouldn't put the two of them together in a bathtub. But, opposite genders. Boy and a girl together. You have a 3-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl together in the bath, so that they are not such a fan of. Again, sometimes I apply the rule of Esas Hashem. If I got to get two of them bathing, I got to get to the shir. It's an Esas Hashem. I got to do what I have to do. But Akoponim is an interesting discussion about what age. Okay, so that's one element of showers. Now let's talk about another shiloh, which became very relevant with the invent of technology. Let's say a person wants to go into the shower and think of learning. Okay, you know, it's a good time to think of learning. You know, no one bothers you. No one can get to you. Are you allowed to think of learning when you're in the shower? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Mutar lahara b'divrei Torah kishu arum." You're allowed to think and learning when you're naked. Okay, that's good. Ve'in tzarich loyim akeneged erva acheres shenema ervas dover dibur aser hiramut. So you can't actually pronounce the shir. You can't say the words. You just want to think. Go into the shower. You want to think about a sugya. You want to think about a shir. That's mutar.
And listening would be like thinking.
Oh, that's what we got to figure out. So let's say today you want to bring in your phone. You'll play Wayu Torah. You listen to 5 hours of shir in the shower. Is that mutter?
It's a long shower. You'll have a nice water. Then.
What's going to be? So the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So the Mishnah Berurah passes hirur's mutter. Hirur means you're allowed to think about learning. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Umikom mokim einu lishmaya oz brocha mechaveir losses dechayva. Let's say, for example, I need to make a certain bracha, and my friend makes the bracha, and I'm just going to listen. So that's the Mishnah Berurah says you can't. Ki ef shaloi ma shemei koine kiven shi ef shaloi la'anis. Let's say, for example, me and my friend both need a bracha. Let's say, we talked about, not so posh, it could be with your friend shemei koine. Okay, maybe. But let's say you need to make a bracha. So you are not dressed. So your friend makes the bracha and you just listen shemei koine. So Mishnah Berurah says that can't work. Why? Because since you can't be an oine. Shemei koine, it sounds like, again, we spoke about this other shurim, what does shemei koine really mean? But it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, since you can't answer, so you can't be a shemei either. But learning, I'm just thinking of learning, that I'm allowed to do. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you're thinking of learning, it's okay. So Reb Shlomo Zalman uses this for other shilas. Let's say you're brave enough to go on the trains, which I don't endorse, but if you're brave enough to go on the trains, so especially in the summertime, not everyone is dressed so tznias on the trains. So you want to sit on the train and you want to think of learning. But everyone around you is dressed, is not dressed. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskins, number 15, Hanoseh betachbura tziburis, umatzoi biyoseh sheyeshna kenagdon noshim she'en levushas karoi. There are women that are not dressed nicely. Lo yidabe b'divrei teira, ela yaharir bilvat. You can't talk and learn with the guy next to you. You can't talk, a chavusa over the phone, but you can think of learning. But then he takes it even a step further. V'rashay la'ayim b'sefer u'lahara b'li lo'itzim b'piv. You can even look inside the sefer, just don't pronounce the words. So which means, Lafiza, if you can get yourself a waterproof... If you don't see her, but if you can get yourself a waterproof shas, that's a new invention, a waterproof shas, you hang it in the shower, and you can read along to the, you're not saying it, you're just reading along. I'm not saying it's not bizoy on the sefer, but according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, as long as you don't say any words of Torah, you're good to go. So now the question is going to be, what about listening to a shir? Today, Baruch Hashem, with the invent of technology, we can bring our phones and we can bring the computer, you can bring technology into the shower. So now, can I bring it into the shower? So if you take a look over number 16 from David Harfinis in Vayivarach David, so he was asked this question, She'ela, l'shmaya tape shel devei Torah b'makom she'yesh sham pritzos. He's first talking about a different case. Let's say you're on the train and you want to listen to a shir. Can you listen to a shir on the train where everyone around you is not dressed? Let's say you're stuck in a whatever your case may be, you're stuck somewhere. Your wife slaps you somewhere and you got to be wherever you have to be and everyone around is not sneeze. Okay, fine. So you're not partaking. You're going to listen to a shir. You're going to put on your earpods. You'll listen to a shir. But everyone around you is not sneeze. So Beharfin is passing his mutter. That's mutter. Why? The thing Mashiach HaSavni explains. Number 16 on the next page, he says, She'ein hisser behira b'divit Torah, afleth ne'er mam. She says, because the Mishnah Berurah told us that as long as you're just doing hearer, there's no hisser. You just got to make sure if you listen to Rashi, you don't get too riled up and start yelling back at the tape. What are you talking about? That's against Rashi. That's not pshat. So then already you're talking Torah, then you're in trouble. As long as you're just a listener, you'll be okay.
So why isn't the shara okay?
It would be. No, it would be. We'll get to that in a second. Va'afim timtzaloi ma'da'asulush ma'yashim mipi amadaber. Kishashif ne'ervo, bikomaka ma'ashah shemeh min a tape ene beglal v'gedeh shemeh ko'ina. Says Rabbi Harfin, I don't need shemeh ko'ina. Now this is something we talked a little bit about Shavuos time, I think last year. When I listen to a person listens to a shir, how is he yotze in the midst of Talmud Torah if he never enunciates a word of the Torah? He just listens to the Torah. The guy listens online, why you Torah 5 hours straight. So he figures he's come to Shemaim, he's going to get himself 5 hours of Limud Torah. He never said a word of Torah, he just sat and listened. So we pointed out that it's a whole shaila, whether or not that's a chedek of the kiyum of Talmud Torah, that's Shemei Koine. So Rabbi Harfinus over here is assuming, we pointed out there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav about it, we had this shir a while back. But Rabbi Harfinus is assuming you don't need any fancy Torah Shemei Koine. I don't need to be a medaber, I just need to be a Shemei. To be yoitz in the midst of Talmud Torah, I just need to listen. I don't need to talk. So therefore, Paschas Rabbi Harfinus, you can listen to the shir even though the people around you are not dressed in this. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm kind of confused. Is he saying before he says, Shane Isur Baher with the Rator Af with Ne Irv Mamash?
Yeah, I mean,
it says that those.
It's the same thing. If you're
totally undressed.
No, he's saying you can do it in front of people that are not dressed, so you can do it in front of yourself who's not dressed. It's the same thing. So therefore, he's saying that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Mishnah Berurah said when you're Arum, so again, this is only thinking. So L'chaira, a shir, even though the Maggid shir is talking, but that's not me talking. So therefore, it would be mut. If you take a look. So we'll see in a second. The pashtus would be is the live shir should be the same. It would be the same according to most paiskim. So if you take a look at number 17, the Sefer Ish Mordechai, he quotes a tshuva from the Abia Omer. I don't have on my computer, and I still don't know why exactly, but on the Oitzer HaChachma, they don't have the tshuvas of the Abia Omer and Yechav Adas. They just don't have them.
Maybe the family's been alive.
But they have all the Akut Yosefs, and they have all the Halacha Brew, which is both of his sons. They have some of Halichas Oilam, which is, I don't know. Every time I ask the guy, I never get a good answer. So Baruch Hashem, there's a very kind person that heard me say enough times on these recordings that I don't own a Yabi Omer. And he sent me a set of Yabi Omer. And then he sent me a set of Yechav Adas. So I was thinking maybe I should ask for a Tesla, see what happens. But we'll hold back. Okay. In any case, but Baruch Hashem, I have the copies at home. Actually, it's a real tzaddik. He sent me the newer version of the Abi Omer, the big version of the Abi Omer.
His tshuvas tend to run very long.
Yes. And the Abi Omer, for sure, very long.
He's also very naked.
Rabbi Avadya has a very unbelievable kayach of paskening. So I happen to look the tshuva up inside, but he quotes the tshuva in Yabi Oy Mechelikei Simir Alaf. I just can't put it on the sheet because I don't have it on my computer. But he writes over here, I found someone who basically quotes the whole tshuva from Rabbi Avadya without the actual tshuva, which is what we need. So he writes this. Aval achrish kasavdi said, Vomer isi shemar and agoyim. Rabbi Avadya Yosef Shlita b'sifrei Halichos Olam Chelik Aleph Omer Kufi Teskasa b'zeh b'ktsara Ubi Abi Omer Chelik Heisim Yural Barachava. He writes it more lengthily in Abi Omer v'daiter. And Rabbi Avadya held the following: Shekol Masha Asu LaHarav B'Divrei Torah Beis Amerechas. The whole iser. Now there's another issue over here. What about this? Is all fine and dandy if you're naked in your bedroom. What happens if you're in a Beis Amerechas? Beis Amerechas is a shower house. So is there a new iser to be in what's called the Beis Amerechas, a room that's designated for showers, or for most of us, our bathroom? We talked about being naked, just being naked. What about if you're in your bathroom? Are you allowed to talk about learning in the bathroom?
But that's what we're talking
about. No, we were talking about the naked part. What about the fact that you're in a bathroom? Can a person think of learning in the bathroom? When I was I had a chavrusa, we learned together for many years. So he had a policy whenever we were learning, and then I'd go to the bathroom and come back. He'd tell me, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'd say, why is that? Because you thought about it in the bathroom. So he really thought that I thought about it in the bathroom. He was down the kavsos. By the time I got out of the basement door, I totally forgot about what we were talking about. But he told me, I don't want to hear what you're saying. You thought about it in the bathroom. He's 100% wrong. Well, not 100% wrong. He might be wrong. The question is, what's the status of our bathrooms? What's our bathrooms considered today? Right? The Gemara talks about basic kisei of the Persians. The Persians had a bathroom, but had basically like a similar idea of the toilet. Things would fall and would go away. An old-fashioned porta potty, right? The porta potties. That's a real base. That's a bath. That's a basic kisei. The tsoya sits there. It smells. It's repulsive. It's disgusting. Baruch Hashem, with the invention of indoor plumbing, we have a mitzvah that it's not there, it's pretty clean. No, that'd be a real problem. Then you have tzoya. If you have tzoya sitting in the bulb, you have a problem. Sometimes if the toilet's not cleaned well, you can also have a problem. But if it's a normal, regular functioning bathroom where it's cleaned regularly and there's nothing in there, so the question is it considered a bathroom?
We'll talk more about this. This is a big shayla. Listen, I get into a lot of things. We'll talk about this blina the next week about whether or not you walk into a bathroom, you have to wash your hands.
There's not doing anything, just walking.
Just walking into the bathroom. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if you walk into a basic kiss, you have to wash your hands. How many people walk in to brush their teeth? They walk in to take medication, look in the mirror, you know, shave, put on the makeup.
What's the difference between the basic kiss that they're talking about versus today's okay. modern one?
That's a question. How's that on Udonim? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Our bathrooms are nicer than the kitchen.
See, that's what we're trying to figure out. We're trying to figure out if the basic kiss of today is like the basic kiss of the Persoim, of the Persians, because of the filtering system of the toilet. We'll have to get to that next
one. I'm saying also, today, people have, let's say you walk into a bathroom, you have a separate room for the toilet.
So we'll get to that also. So that's going to be negate to our discussion.
In Israel, every toilet is separate in its own little closet.
So that's what we're going to have to get to. The question is, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, they always have the washing station, they always have the sink outside the shower, outside the bathroom, because you're going to have a problem of how do you ever get clean. If you wash your hands in the bathroom, then you come and have to wash your hands again. So that's, we'll see. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva that people don't talk enough about, in my opinion. Rav Moshe was pretty machmer. Rav Moshe really thought you should not use the bathroom to wash your hands. He really thought you should wash your hands outside the bathroom. But we'll talk about that more next week. But let's finish this tshuva.
Then how are you yatsa at home?
What?
Then how are you yatsa at home?
What do you mean yatsa?
Meaning, because at home you generally don't have a separate room.
No,
a lot of people that go to the kitchen. A lot of people wash in the kitchen. Yeah, they won't. A lot of people won't wash in the bathroom for that reason. I'm not saying there are yeshamil ismacha. I don't know what I do, but there are Yeshami Lismach. Reb Henkin and others, just Reb Henkin's yard site, 50-year yard site, someone told me. Reb Henkin, I think, was making. We'll see. I'll show you. We'll go to a blina the next week. I'll show you some of the sources both ways. I didn't put down on the sheet a tshuva from Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe seems to be a little bit more machmeh. He really thinks like Chatchila, one should try not to use an indoor bathroom for washing. But we'll get to that. So says Reb Avadya, 1 second. What about a Beis HaMerchatz? What about a shower house? So Reb Avadya writes like this. He says, "V'zeh rak be'beis ha'merchatz shel rabim." That's if you like have a shower house of rabim. Let's say in yeshiva, we used to have a shower room. Right, 5 showers lined up, and the whole room was miyached for showers. Says Rebbe Avadya, that's a problem. He says, "Let's say a beis ha'merchatz in a mikvah. Tisham nafish yizuma. There's a lot of steam. There's a lot of gross, you know, that gross stuff you feel when you're walking, like on a hot, humid day. That zuama, that the hevel. I always say that's in the Gemara and Baba Kama, the hevel of a bar. That, we felt it last week when it was very humid. You feel it, right?" You know, I don't have central air. So if you don't have central air and you walk up your steps, you feel like your mom is walking into Gehenna. As you go up each step, it gets hotter and thicker, and you're like, you feel like this is like a hagdomata, you know, or something. It's very, very hot. So that's Rabbi, that.
I got an answer for you. I did it after living in my house 35 years. Put a fan, oscillating fan on the top of the stairs.
It's not a bad idea.
It's
not a bad idea. But then you go into the bathroom and you really feel the zuama. You go in there. I'm saying, sponsor me. Maybe sponsor me AC. Central air. So he writes it, the Zogdeh Bavadja, he says, Ulchein danu chazal k'ilu hu beis ha'kisi. Masha'en ki b'merchat shal yoch. Let's say your shower. Right? Your shower, Zogdeh Bavadja, your shower is not zuama heavy. It's a clean shower. Okay, I'm bat yo shalom b'tech ha'bayis l'anfish b'zum l'fich ha'am s'rachet b'am bat yo mutter lo ilahach this reshem koil. Says Bavadja, you're allowed to bring into the shower a reshem koil, a radio. L'shmoya t'chunoy sheyesh b'hem divri kedusha. The gamashu aimir oru mishmei devitayr aim bezabaya. Are you naked? So what says Rebbe Vadya? Shehu rak mahar bedevitayr vehiru lav kedibudami. Says okay, Rebbe Vadya, in your private shower at home, you want to bring in a radio, you want to bring in a CD. Yeah, CD. I'm out outdating myself over here. You want to bring in your phone, you want to bring in your computer, put on the shear, listen while you take a shower. You could bring in a safer. Again, the problem with the safer is it might be as kedushas a safer. As long as you don't enunciate the words. You could. Then he writes at the end, there's only one problem. Says Rebbe Avadya, no, that's only if you have a shower without a toilet there. Doesn't help us, right? Like my Chavrusa told me. Says Rebbe Avadya, very nice, you can take a shower and listen and learning in the shower, but not in the bathroom. The Beis HaKisei is not allowed to have here. So unless you have a separate shower in your house, then in your toilet, Dr. Bavadja, you're stuck.
The fancier houses have the toilets in a separate room.
Oh, right. So some of the hotels I know they have it like that. Yeah. So according to that, then you have for sure no problem. So how do we get around this? So the way to get around this is to say that unzira bathrooms don't have a din of a Beis HaKisei. If we can finagle a way to say that our bathrooms are not a Beis HaKisei, so then I could tackle bring in the recorder to the shower. Bring in the recorder to the, yeah. I can bring in my share and listen in the shower. Which even the fizeh, I could bring in the shear to listen when I'm in the bathroom. Let's say you're shaving in the bathroom, brushing your teeth. So when you go into the bathroom, you're going to have other problems. And there's, you know, tzaya there. But let's say you're not going to the bathroom. You're shaving. You know, ladies put on makeup. That could take them a long time. I don't know if they want to listen to a share or not. But according to this, l'chayra, the actual Beis Akis is not a problem.
So
but again.
How about you keep your phone outside, put your AirPods in, going into the bathroom and shave.
What's the difference with your phone?
Doesn't matter where the phone is. It's the same problem. You're still in the Amahara B'Torah. The problem is the Hira B'Torah. You're thinking and learning because you're hearing a Shir. So if you're in a Mokum that you're not letting me Amahara B'Torah, you're stuck. So if you hold like a...
Let's say if you're saying that today with the sanitized...
Good, then you can bring your phone out. So you can bring your phone in also. You don't have to keep your phone out.
You bring your phone
out? Yeah, what's the difference? You can bring your phone out.
Bring your phone
out. Yeah, I'm saying. So it says, so let's take a look over number 19, number 18.
This is at the end of each fortified though, is it?
Yeah.
Saying even with the modern bathrooms, you know, where
Rebbe Vajja holds unzer bathrooms have a din of a Beis Akisim. So according to Rebbe Vajja, even if you can listen and learning into a shower, it's not a Beis Amerchotz, it's still a Beis Akisim. And you can't, it can't be Maharan, a Beis Akisim. So you invite to stuck. But if you take a look at number 18 from the Sefer Hilchos Yom, this is written by Reb Moshe Mordechai Karp, a big Chaber Svarim. He's a Resh Koilel in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes like this: Cheder Beis Akisim Shemeshamish Gam LeDavar Acher. If you have a room, the bathroom that you use for other things, cheder sheish ba beis akise v'nasa cheder gam tzerich tashmish acher chutz mi beis akise medina ein al amokim shayim beis akise. It's no longer considered. Meaning today there's a room that just has a toilet in. I was somewhere today. I'm amish. The room just had a toilet. That's all you could do there. So that's a beis akise. But today the bathrooms, you can do a lot in the bathroom. There's a mirror. You can brush your teeth. You can shave. You can.
The washer dryer. Right,
it's against a party. So Zokter, then it does not have a din of a Beis Akisa. So if you accept this kula, so then Yitaka could bring the shir into the bathroom. Ah, there's a toilet. Good, there's a toilet there. Now some places can hold that if you have a glass shower, glass door, that's even better. Because then it's like a mechitza between you and the toilet. But
see-through?
Yeah, see-through is not such a problem. That's still a mechitza, even a see-through. A curtain, maybe. Yeah, Shlodim,
Pedavai. Be totally in the machlokes, the Sam Rav and Ramesh about mechitzas, whether they, it's a single...
That machlokes has to do with why you have to have mechitzas with men and women. That's a different machlokes. Okay. So he quotes over here, so Rabbi Abrams quotes Rabbi Harfinis. Rabbi Harfinis says, even though Avadim Iker, as he thinks you are, he doesn't think it's bakovedik to listen to a shir when you're in the shower. He doesn't think that's, you know... But again, I think Lefiz have a person shaving... Maybe it's not such a terrible idea. We had a share once about this, about listening to learning when you're cutting your nails. So we had a tshuva from, I forgot already who pointed out that even though when you're doing these things, it creates ruach ra, but you're still allowed to do it. Meaning, I don't think it's such a bad thing if a person wants to shave and listen to a share. I don't think it's such a bizoin. So I think maybe that would be mutter. But al pi halacha me'ikar adin, it seems like it would be mutter to do so. Now then, what we'll get to Belina the next week.
How about when you're getting your hair cut? No,
I would be the same thing. We spoke about when you're cutting your nails, it would be mutter. Yeah, we quoted, Shevet Alevi quoted a tshuva from I forget who, but he quoted from somebody. But I wanted to...
Your head's not covered.
What?
Even though your head's not covered.
So that's a different problem. But your head not covered might be a different issue. That's a different shayla. I was talking about when your nails cut.
No, talking about the haircut.
Yeah, no, that might be a different problem. But, you know, that's a shayla. It's a marshal.
Did you tell me that's
we'll get to that, Billy Neder, in the Kedushin Sugi one, in our Sunday morning share. Right. So Mahar B'Tur is not such a problem. So the next thing
you
I want...
You told me, like, gym, as long as I'm wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah, a baseball cap is a yarmulke. So that's something we'll get to in a Sunday morning show. The next thing I want to talk about, Belinda, the next week, we ran out of time already. I thought we'd finish this in one week. Okay, hopeful thinking. I want to talk about a different shayla. What about if a person likes to sing? I'm not such a big Baal Menagin, but people like to sing in the shower. Can you sing in the shower if the song has psukim? Psukim, a lot of the songs today that we have, the Jewish music, a lot of it's full of psukim. Would that be a problem of singing in the shower? Then we'll get to that next week, and then we'll talk about some other shower-related issues. Mainly we'll be discussing about washing your hands after the shower and some other halachic ramifications of when a person takes a shower.